riots at some European borders. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
With Italy at the epicentre of Europe's outbreak, neighbouring Austria and Slovenia moved to restrict traffic at their borders, raising questions about the movement of food and medical equipment. But other nations, like the Czech Republic and Poland, are taking action too. Preliminary checks for signs of infection could be done at borders between the 26 nations that make up the Passport-free Schengen area, but also at the EU's external borders and within individual countries. Travel bans have become more extensive worldwide in recent days. For most people, the coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The largest American city has declared a state of emergency over what its mayor calls striking and troubling developments in the coronavirus pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said there were 95 confirmed cases in the city on Thursday, but said there could be up to 1,000 a week from now. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to take reporters' coronavirus questions today. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president tweets he'll have a news conference at 3 p.m. Eastern here at the White House, where the virus is edging ever closer to him. A Brazilian official who met with the president last weekend in Florida has tested positive, as has an Australian cabinet minister who was with Ivanka Trump and Attorney General William Barr last week. Barr is staying home today, though his spokeswoman says the attorney general feels great and is not showing symptoms. White House officials have not responded to questions about whether they intend to be tested or self-quarantine. The president's take yesterday?
Let's put it this way, I'm not concerned.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Japan's Olympic minister today rejected President Trump's suggestion that the Tokyo 2020 Games be put off for a year because of the new coronavirus outbreak. From Washington, this is VOA News. Among the biggest annual sports events here in the United States is the Boston Marathon. It's being put off until September, with the unspoken hope it'll be safe from coronavirus fears. The AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
The Boston Marathon is scheduled for the middle of next month, but Mayor Marty Walsh says it's being moved to September 14th.
Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of the coronavirus.
The mayor says the 2013 marathon bombings helped prepare the city to deal with the coronavirus.
We are Boston strong. And that's what we will be again this year. In the face of this crisis and Marathon Monday, we are going to continue to lead in the country.
The Boston Marathon has never been canceled outright since its first running in 1897. I'm Ed Donahue.
European stock markets opened in positive territory today, but they are still reeling from the previous session's plunge triggered by the pandemic. And a day after Wall Street's worst performance since the Black Monday crash of 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has jumped sharply today.